Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Zyboos the Trends Forever. I know that. I don't know the song. I know Strawberry Fields Forever, and I know I don't know much about the Beatles, but I know just enough, and shout out to No Clue on the Discord for that, aka, or short show title. I'm Miles, and guess who that is? That's super producer Anna Hosni. What's up, Anna?
Hi!
You got a new public-facing Instagram account out, don't you? What's it called?
That's correct, Miles, and thank you so much for bringing this up. This was not planned.
I know.
I have a new public Instagram that I have been promoting. Oh, no. Miles just spilled drink on himself.
Okay, no, it's natural. Go on, and it's your public-facing account? What's the name of it?
I have decided to create a public-facing Instagram because I have so many requests on my private Instagram and too many people trying to take oaths that I previously said you could take an oath and follow me on my private Instagram. Turns out, that was a really stupid idea. A
lot of blood oaths to get
So, please follow me on my public Instagram at Selling Hosni. That's Selling Hosni. SELLINGHOSSNIEH. That's right.
Two S's.
Selling, and then my last name. I will be posting all sorts of great stuff on there. All sorts of influencing will be happening. Bits, treats, tricks. Let me tell you. Trends. You're not going to want to miss this.
Those dance videos are amazing.
That's
y'all
true.
Don't miss
I'm
out.
A TikTok star, formerly in a cult.
Oh, cool. Well, fantastic.
Get it? Because there's actually like a real problem on TikTok where there's like dance cults and people are like actually like families are coming out and asking for like these cults to get like in contact with their children because their children are being kind of like sucked into these very aggressive dance cults. Look it up. It's a real thing. If you go deep enough on TikTok, you start to see what there is a darkness.
I also am a TikTok cult because I was doing the My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle. It folds. I like the way you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. That I was doing that dance a lot just by myself. I wasn't even recording it. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the trends. Shkreli is trending. Martin Shkreli, the farmer bro that loves to price gouge, and bought that one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang album that he basically had to give up because the government's like, you need to pay restitution for your scammery. has been released from custody. So I don't know what that means, but I know what that name is. And it reminds me of simpler times when it was just people like Shkreli just taking advantage of people who need medicine. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing now that he's out here, but okay, he's out. Remember that name, Marty Shkreli.
Yeah. Just be careful because people like that, they don't stop. There's going to be a new thing.
He's
going to
be on a new thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the dude from the Tinder swindler.
Yeah. It's always something new.
You can't keep them down. You can't hold these scammers down. Come on now. Another thing that's trending is sinkhole. Now, this shit is dope. Okay. So in China, in southern China, these cave explorers basically found like this 630-foot deep sinkhole. And like down in the sinkhole, it's a straight up forest in there.
Oh, cool.
Like in 630 feet below the surface, there's flora, fauna, like fucking super tall trees. It actually looks like some weird Avatar shit. It's kind of amazing. And they said that there may be new species of animals and plants within there. And apparently it's made up of three caves, which is the equivalent volume of 2,000 Olympic swimming pools. But yeah, the pictures look dope. And it looks
those
like
those are wild.
It reminds me of my favorite Planet Earth episode, which was caves.
Yeah, caves is cool. Remember that guy opening? Who just like casually wumps and then goes and you're like, what?
That's like me. I already know where I'm at. I'm sitting on a white leather couch that my mom gave me in college.
Yeah.
And I'm smoking a fucking Storrs & Bickel Volcano, hitting a big turkey bag of vaporized smoke. And when that guy just jumps in the sinkhole and he vanishes in the blackness and then Cave shows up, I remember talking to my roommate like, yo!
Yeah. That's a classic. Because you don't even know at first if he's got a parachute or not.
Doing?
You think this fool just jumped in a cave with nothing.
And he's gone.
Gone.
And he's gone. And then you see him like descend or whatever. But anyway, fantastic. I mean, who didn't get high and watch Planet Earth on those early Blu-rays? AirPods are trending because these parents are suing Apple. They allege that an Amber Alert just came through and blew out their 12-year-old's eardrum.
That's wild.
I don't think... Have you ever had your AirPods in when an Amber Alert hit?
No, but I have had my phone go off before. I think just a few weeks ago, Mother's Day, maybe weekend, it happened. There was some sort of Amber Alert that went off, and it was so loud. And it was just my phone sitting on a table near me. And I was startled by it. So I can't imagine if there is some AirPod situation going on.
You'd think, but like most of the time, when you design headphones, you're aware of what the output limits are. So you aren't doing like, blow out your eardrums level of sound out of them. But who knows? Maybe y'all got lucky and then Tim Cook is going to be paying for your vacations for a minute. Who knows?
Gosh, that sounds really rough.
To be like, what happened? You're like some kid billionaire. It's like Tim Cook blew out my right eardrum and now I'm a billionaire. Like what?
There's a sadness to it because it's like it's an Amber Alert,
right? like what happened? Like, but what about the person in said Amber Alert? Are they okay?
It's like, oh man,
that child abduction seems a little bit dark, but okay. No, I get it. Maybe I could also see like scum because I knew kids whose parents were like regularly trying to get them like to be like, say this happened.
Oh yeah,
we'll sue.
Well, or, like, I'm sure there's like there has to be like medical records that show that this child's ear just went poof.
Yeah, they're like, this kid was listening to death metal like all day at live shows. He was right by the PAs. Like he taped his head to a PA at a metal show. Like,
yeah,
what do you expect if he goes to Meshuggah with no ear protection? Come on now. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and talk about more stuff.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. The 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back.
Wow.
Elon Musk is trending. He's still over here. First it was, I'm going to buy Twitter. Y'all just wait. I got Qatari money, Saudi money. All these people are coming together to help me buy this platform so I can be a proponent of free speech, or what I mean is obscured hate speech. And now then the deal was on hold, and then he's going to back and forth with the Twitter CEO, Parag Agrawal, being like, oh, where's the fucking bots? It's just a very weird situation because on one hand, he either looks tremendously not good at business because he didn't do his due diligence before making a $44 billion purchase of do I fundamentally understand the business that I'm buying, or was I just doing this for the fucking lols? And now it's getting a little hot because the Tesla stock started plummeting, and now I'm kind of in a weird spot. I'm like, am I going to be holding a $1 billion bag here? So I don't know. Really, really curious to see where this ends up, but it's constant back and forth. And a lot of people are like, just admit, man, you have money problems. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. And maybe you got in a little over your skis when you tried to be Lord Shit Poster incarnate. But I don't know. I hope he ends up having to pay $1 billion and just fucks off. That would be cool.
Yeah, I really do hope. It's so hard. I mean, like, this whole Musk Twitter saga, if you will, it feels like emeralds in the pockets again, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, you showy bitch.
Right.
Just stop.
Yeah. It is some like Veruca Salt shit where like,
yeah,
daddy, they're mean to me on Twitter. Yeah. All right, Wonka. How much you want for Twitter, Wonka? And you're like, and then he fucked up and you can't even fucking, and you don't even have the steel for the deal. I don't know what the fuck this is. So I don't know. TBD. Like I said, this shit is so exhausting because this guy is such a troll.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, man, just don't even listen to what he's saying. Like, just honestly ignore him. But this is an interesting back and forth now ever since he's like trying to be like, I mean, honestly, I can't buy it with the amount of bots that there are until I know, like, how could I possibly do a deal? But I'm also a fantastic, my business acumen is next level. And I didn't know that going before I made an offer. Don't worry about it.
I mean, like, most of your followers, Elon, are bots.
Hey, come on now. Don't tell him.
No, he should know.
All right, Elon, fine. They're bots, man. I don't even follow you, bro.
Yeah, I don't follow him.
Out of here. Okay, equal pay is trending. Some good news. So the U.S. soccer, the associating governing body of U.S. soccer, have announced that the men's national team and the women's national team have come together to agree a new collective bargaining agreement that will run through 2028, and they will achieve true equal pay, including equalization of World Cup prize money, which has been a long road, but has actually come together, which is fantastic.
Just in time.
Just in time for what?
I mean, this is for us to lose a portion. But mostly just like, okay, I don't even, okay, good, but like, the fuck? It's 2022.
Oh, yeah. I think most people are like, huh? And again, it took like the men's team to also be like, no, we agree. Like, let's get this done. This is bullshit. And also, let's be real, of the two teams, the women's national team is the one that actually does well.
Yes.
So the fuck are we talking about?
They've and also, like, in general. Legends. Never forget Brandi Chastain. Was that her name? Mm-hmm. Taking off her shirt, showing her sports bra. That's a legendary pose. It's in my mind,
on your knees,
equal to the Jordan logo jump up. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
My mention's about to be ruined.
No, that's a huge, I mean, that's a huge moment in sport, though.
Yeah. So, and also the whole, like, we'll run through 2028. How dare you tell us when it's going to run through? How about forever?
Come back to the table, you know, and then maybe have a lockout. And who knows? Who knows? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I don't know.
But I mean, this is also like in the backdrop of, like, you know, women's soccer gets bigger and bigger in the country. And soccer has always been women's soccer has always been a huge sport in the U.S.
Yeah.
But like the WSL and stuff, like, you're seeing more expansion teams. Like, L.A. has a team that's been doing well. And now a lot of other cities are like, hey, we want to get in on this women's league, too.
Mia Hamm owns a part of LAFC.
Of LAFC. But what about Angel City FC, the women's team?
Who knows? Because they don't give anyone any money, apparently.
They do. I think Uzo Aduba, Christina Aguilera, Shannon Box, they're investors. I think I know Natalie Portman is out there, too, because I see her doing, like, real marching or, like, chants with the fans and her scarf.
I love that.
So, anyway. Good to see that happening. A little bit of equity doesn't hurt anybody. It actually helps everybody. And then lastly, Russia is trending because a lot of observers are noticing that there's been a little bit more outward discontent with the Russian invasion on Russian TV and state television.
Oh.
And more importantly, that this retired colonel has been pretty vocal in his last few appearances. Like, first, in the weeks before the invasion, he was warning against it on state TV. Like, he was like one of the lone voices being like, I don't know about this. And then recently, observers have noticed that in some of his, like, latest appearances, he's talking, like, very clearly. He's just saying, telling the other show hosts on this, like, state talk show that the Ukrainian soldiers are, quote, professionals who, quote, intend to fight to the last man, and that the Russian army's position, quote, will frankly get worse. And that, quote, we are in full geopolitical isolation as virtually the entire world is against us. That's being said on state TV. And normally they're like, oh, they usually have people rah-rahing stuff. Like, a couple weeks ago, they're like, this is how we will nuke Ireland. And you're like, what the fuck? And now this colonel has been pretty, like, having repeated appearances. And some are wondering, it's like, oh, does this mean that even the, you know, people involved in the state television apparatus are starting to be like, yeah, maybe I kind of agree with this, and we'll just see how far this goes. But it is interesting because, my God.
Well, I think there's something to say when the most neutral of homies now want to be in NATO, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, why does Sweden and Finland always want to be in NATO unless they're like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Like, fine, are you kidding me? We're not neutral anymore. This is fucked up. I don't know.
What you did.
Now I can't be like, I'm Sweden, I'm neutral, because they're not neutral anymore.
Yeah. I mean, even Switzerland is like, maybe? And you're like, whoa.
Switzerland's like, no, I don't love this.
Yeah, they're like, no. I mean, look, love your chocolate, but Man, one day I'll have Switzerland money, you know? Like, one day I'll be able to afford to stay in Switzerland for an extended amount of time, because all I hear is...
I stayed in Geneva for a hot minute, and...
Decent prices?
No. We would go to the club, and, like, a drink would be, like, 20 francs, and you're like, wait.
Huh?
You'd be like, that shit does not... Wait a second. Look at the exchange rate. Oh, my God. No, like, we can't buy drinks here. We got to drink on the street and then come into the club.
Back then, too. Like, that's a lot. Anyway, so, hey, look, just like what they say, the same thing they say about Saint-Tropez. It's like, you can maybe get to Saint-Tropez money, but can you stay in Saint-Tropez? I don't know. I cannot. No. One day I will be an oligarch, though, with my stolen Russian yacht, and I will be smoking blunts in wherever that place is, if the climate wars don't take me first. Okay.
They will.
Yeah, I know. But look, a guy can dream, can he? Thanks so much. Thanks for joining me, Anna. Check out at Selling Hosnier, the public-facing Instagram account. You know what I mean? Check for that public-facing content. Also, tomorrow we have a big episode of Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties, where our special guest is Robert Horry, the legendary seven-time NBA champion. So that is going to be a fun conversation. And we got a regular episode, too, of Daily Zeitgeist. So thanks so much for sticking around. Obviously, do good out there. Be good to yourself. Protect yourself. If you haven't got the vaccine yet, come on now.
Come on now.
Also, you know what? Take care of each other. Keep your eye out for people who might be suffering under white supremacy or misogyny or whatever the fuck it is, and try and be a force of good. Okay.
And can I say, if you have gotten the vaccine but you haven't gotten boosted yet, you need to get boosted.
Get that mad boosty, please.
Boosty needed, especially if your parents haven't. Please make sure your parents also get boosted, because we have a surge coming, honey. It's coming.
You know it is. It's like clockwork. This is the interesting time where people go, yay! And then it's like, fuck! Staying inside again. All right, y'all. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.